Okay, we're picking up the Gemara in Tezvev and Mabez. We're two lines from the bottom of the words of Tashma. Again, discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos, more than 10 amos is always going to be problematic. But if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos, so that would not be a problem if you have omen merubel aparatz. If you have more walled space than you do open area, that's going to be okay. So the shaila was, that's only when you have more. What about if it's exactly 50-50? What if you don't have a rove either way? Is that going to be valid or not? And that was machlokas amurai, and we had Rav Papa saying that it's mutter, that's okay. And Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, he says that would not be valid. So the Gemara was we brought in already two proofs, then we're going to bring two or three more proofs, trying to prove one way or the other whether or not we assume omen kiparitz is good. So Gemara now says, Tashma again on the second line. So if you have this caravan that was going in a valley, and they surrounded the valley with camels and with an okef, is the area on top of the saddle, right? The area that the animal, that the donkeys have. So then, avitin, or if you had covered them with cushions or with bundles, bekanim, bekulchos, if you use all these items, reeds and stalks, metaltim besochas, then you're allowed to carry within this enclosure. That's provided that there's not going to be a space of one camel to the next width of a camel. Or between the saddle and the other width of another saddle, or between one cushion and the next cushion. So this brace is implying that carrying is going to be usher if it's an area that is going to be equal to the area of the solid sections. As long as it's the same, sounds like from the brace it's going to be usher. So this is against Rav Huna and helping Rav Huna bring Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Tachanami b'shenichlas v'yotze. No. Rav Papa is going to answer that the brace is dealing with a case where the gap is between one object and the next. It's so wide that similar object can go in and go out easily. Therefore, the gaps are in fact going to be slightly larger than the actual part that you're using as your potential fence over here, the solid part, and therefore it's going to be possible. That's what Rav Huna would answer. So Gemara says another raya, the Gemara proof, Tashma. We can bring another proof in the brace. The brace says, Nimtas ata omer shalosh midos mechitos. So we're going to assume this is a tosefta rather in Kiloyim that's talking about different halachas over there. So the Gemara, the Sefta tells us that there's three halachas with regards to mechitzos for kilayim. Kol shu pachas mishlosha, for whatever, if you have a mechitza which is going to be less than three tefachim wide, tzarech shelo yeh benzel zel shlosha. So it's going to be, so then, so if there is an area less than three tefachim wide, then it has to be, it's important that there shouldn't be, between one section and the next section a gap wider than three tefachim, so that the goat can't, jump in through the, mechitza and go through it. Because if it is, since the fence is going to have the gdi go through it, it's going to be, a problematic. If we forget, then it's going to be okay. So as long as the gaps are less than three tefachim wide, then that's considered an area which the gdi cannot go through. So that, and then we apply the lavud. Kol shu shlosha mishlosha v'ra arba. So anything where, if the solid sections of the wall are going to be exactly three tefachim, or they're going to be four tefachim, tzar shaloya ben zelazek kim lo o. Then the lach is going to be that it's going to be necessary that there should not be between one section and the next a gap as wide as the section itself. Kedesh shaloya parutz ka omen, so that the open area of the wall doesn't equal the walled portion of the wall. So then the Gemara says, v'imaya parutz murba'ala omed keneged omed asar. So if the open area of the wall is larger than the walled area, then afkin get home and usher, then it's going to be usher even opposite the area of the wall, meaning that we're assuming that, meaning if the area is closed off and the area was going to be, obun mural palats, that you have more open area than the closed area, then we would assume that they would be considered just a teresa pesach, Rashi says. However, the first category, that's going to be the main chilek between the first category and the second category. That over here, we're assuming the first category is going to assume that when you have the mechitza, they're going to be valid, even if the gaps in them are going to be wider than the area of the solid sections. However, in the second category, if you have the mechitzos that are going to be pasul, they're going to be pasul, we're assuming if they're equal to the solid sections. That's the goof of the chilek. So the Gemara now says, then kol shu arba ad eser amos. Whatever in the solid sections of the wall are exactly four tefachim, or between four tefachim and 10 amos wide, tzarech shelo yeh bein zeh lazeh b'mlo. So then it's going to be necessary that there shouldn't be a gap between one section and the next as wide as the actual area itself. Shalia parts kelmed, in order that the open area doesn't equal the area of the water parts. Shavim yah parts kelmed, then keneged amud mutter, then the area opposite the wall section is going to be mutter. Keneged parts us, however, the area to, again, we're talking about kilayim over here. So then, we're assuming that that when you have the area that has a dimension of 4 tefachim, it's going to be already its new area for planting. So therefore, we're assuming that in terms of planting, that is going to be mutter. If it's keneged parts, but if it's forbidden to plant, and the greens are greens, opposite the actual gaps, keneged parts. That's what we're assuming over here. So the Gemara said that we have three rules with regards to mechitzas. V'imei ha'omed meruba ala parts, and if the walled area is larger than the open area, af keneged parts is going to be mutter. Even the area opposite to plant, grain and greens, even opposite the gaps, that's going to be mutter, since the mechitza as a whole is valid, so therefore that's going to be mutter, even along the gaps. That's what we're assuming right now. So now, the Gemara says, what about nifas of yoser me'eser? Usser. If there is a gap that's more than 10 amos, that is going to be usser. So then, however, hayusham kanim hadru kanim, if there were these type of tapered poles in the ground on either side of the gap, the osil and pea milmala, and someone makes a plant vine above them, so therefore you have a kanim mikan, kanim mikan, kanim al gaben, a fila v'yoser v'eser mutter, even if the gap is more than 10 amos wide, it's going to be permitted to plant grain opposite these greens, not assuming it's a pirtza. We're assuming that it is a valid mechitza still, and that is going to be as a tzuras, it's really a tzuras of Pesach over here, and therefore you still consider to have valid mechitzas, even though it's mainly open, that is still going to be a tzuras of Pesach, in which case there's no issue at that point to plant next to it. So that's what, this is the Indian Kalayim, the tzuras of Pesach, that has an omed, a parts merubah omed is not a problem. If more open space than closed space, that's not going to be a problem. The big shaila was that we mentioned this earlier, we'll mention it again now, is do we apply this to Erevin as well? Do we assume, if you're using a tzuras of Pesach, do we say that you need to have more, do you need to have, if you have, even if you're making a tzuras of Pesach, even if you have more open space or not, is that going to be valid? That's a big machlokas rishonim. With regards to this halacha, the Rambam writes, we'll actually bring a Geshmak Araya that the Chazon Ish has for the Rambam on the next daf, but the Rambam writes that for Tzuras HaPesach, that if you have the Paratz Merubah La'omid, if you have more open space than closed space, even if you're creating a Tzuras HaPesach, it's an invalid mechitza. The whole thing is going to be invalid. So that would be a massive chumrah, because that basically pasul, I can't say 95%, but most Eruvim rely not on that. Most Eruvim, because what do they use? We use a telephone pole, and we're using, that's a kanamekan, is one telephone pole, then you use the telephone pole the other side of the street, that's a kanamekan, and what do you use across? You don't fill in the gap with walls. What are you filling the gap with? A thin string. And also, the whole area underneath is going to be, that's going to be open space. So all of our Eruvim have much more than parts merubah la'omid. So the Rambam holds that that's invalid for an Eruv. And the Mishnah Brura paskins that a person should be choroy lachosh ledvarav, should be choshish for this shitas harambam. So that was the shita of the Mishnah Brura, not just the Mishnah Brura, I think the Shulchan Arav. Many paskin like this. However, Moshe quotes the other Rishonim and he holds that it's okay to rely on parts merubah la'omid for the purposes of Hilchos Shabbos as well, like we see for this halacha of Hilchos Kalayim. And that's really more the Gemara Yud Aleph that's discussed that also, that's where the Achronim Rishonim appear. But to just mention over here again, because it's important to know that those who a lot of times do not rely on Erevin, is one of the main reasons is because of this Rambam, that they're choshev of the Rambam. And it's not some crazy sheet that Mishavur says, Roy Lachosh Ledvar. We have Rav Moshe, I think, Aruch HaShulchan, and we have many other Achronim on the other side as well. But it's important to know it's not some crazy chumrah. It's a Rambam. It's also 2 days of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the first day of the Rishonim that say that it's mutter. And then he says the Rambam quotes it by name, that the Rambam holds that it's Usher. So he quotes both days. It's not so clear how even how the Shulchan Aruch passes. However, again, Rav Moshe and Aruch HaShulchan are Mekel. Minhag Olam for sure, anyone who relies on a modern day Eruv, most of the time, I can't see numbers exactly, but most Eruvim that you are going to be going, for sure in America, are going to rely on this, that they use the telephone poles, and they do not have more closed space than open space. Okay, that's a very poor lacha. We'll bring a Geshmak Araya, Meretz Hashem, on to Zayman Bey, as we get to Daf Bey's of this Gemara. The Gemara wants to continue now the Braisa to show that it is against Rav Papa again. The Gemara says, what do we see? Ketani miat reisha, though. The Braisa teaches us that the beginning case was Mishloshevat Arba. In the case when you have the 3 and 3 and 4, 3 and 4, Sracha wide, it's going to be Mutter. Vilbat Shaloya Ben Zelazer Kimloa. That, why was that? Only if there is not between one section and the next a gap as wide as this section itself. What do we see? That it's going to be puzzle if it's seemingly equal. That's against Tiyuta de Rav Papa. This Tosefta is clearly against Rav Papa. So what's the Gemara going to respond? So says the Gemara, Amar l'cha Rav Papa. Rav Papa is going to respond, Mai Melua. What does the Braisa mean when he says the word as wide as the Y section itself? That means Nichnas Viyotza, as I mentioned before, similar idea over there. That means that you have to go in and go out easily. So the gaps are actually slightly wider than that, and that's why it's possible, because you have more open space than you do closed space, and therefore, even I would agree that that's possible. So that's where Rav Papa is explaining the Braisa. So the Gemara says Hachanami Mistabra. Actually, Rav Papa seems to make sense in the Braisa now, because the Braisa uses the Lashon Midigtani Imaya Paris Merubah LaOmed. That the Braisa uses the Lashon that if the open area is larger than the walled portion, Afkenegad Omed Aser. So it's going to be Aser to plant the greens even opposite the wall area. This implies that Hakke Omed Mutar. That if it's the same level, if it's the same, if the walled area is the same of that as the opening, then it sounds like it should be Mutar. That Diuk is. It sounds like it's Meduk like that. It sounds like that Rav Papa is correct. Shmamina, we can learn from here that this is in fact a mechitza if it's half and half, and this is actually supporting Rav Papa. And the Gemara says, you know what, actually that was such an amazing raya, that actually is like seemingly a raya for Rav Papa, and a tiyufta now, it's a kasha going to be on Rav Huna Breda Yeshua. The Gemara says yes. So Gemara says, lema tev a tiyufta de Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, is this not going to be a complete rejection now, because we see the braces meduyak Rav Papa, because the braces said again, the lashon of imaya parutz merubah omed, sounds like only that's going to be puzzle, but if it's the same, sounds like in the braces, that should be mutter. So the Gemara says, now Amar Lachar, Rav Huna is going to respond. He's going to say, Ilutamayach, but according to your reasoning, that the Braisa is saying that half of open, half is solid, is going to be possible. Ima Seifa, but what about the Seifa of the Braisa, which is the second part of the Braisa, which says, Imaya Omen Merubah LaParetz, Afkenegad HaParetz Mutar. That if we have more walled area than open area, then again, it's permitted to plant the vines and the grains even opposite the gaps. So this implies HaParetz Artzer. But if the walled area is equal to that of the open area, then planting seemingly is going to be us. This seems to support my diuk. So the braisa itself is a kasha. So the Gemara says, so Seifa Kashler of Papa and Reisha Kashler of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, the first part of Meduyak is going seemingly a problem for Rav Huna. Sorry, for a papa rather. Because again, it implied that if you have equal parts, it's going to be usher to carry, to plant there. Rather, again, we're not the Mechel Shabbos. We're complaining that Allah is a Mechitza for Kalayim, for that of Mechel Shabbos. And then the second part is seemingly a contradiction to Rav Huna by Rav Yeshua. Seemingly proving, the ratio, the first part, up as I don't know if I, what I said now, the first part is a kasha of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, and the save of the second part is a kasha of Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, save of Rav Papa lo kasha. So how are we going to explain the diuk for Rav Papa? I did the Tana Resha parts, Merubah LaOmed. So no, since the beginning part of the Mishnah already used the Lashon of, if we say that the beginning part of this telling you that the open area is larger than the walled portion, to tell you that mechitza is going to be not valid, then Tanasifa Omen Merubah parts, and then the ending part is going to also use that similar lashon, even though it's not going to be meduyak like that. We just stylistically to keep it the level. That's how we're using it. So that's not akasha. However, Rishler Vudibrit of Shul akasha, and we're going to see the same balabatish answer. The same. Something very technical answer. Gemara says that I did the divide lemisna seifa because the seifa had to tell you omen merubah laparetz. So since it had to tell you that the walled area is larger than the open area, so then it has to use the tanarisha stylistically, even though it's not the most precise lashon. But again, they used to memorize all these toseftas and mishnayos. So then, for memorization purposes, they would keep the lashon stylistically the same, even though the diuk, the seemingly implication that would have, is not as correct as you would want it to be. Tanarisha merubah laomod, because and therefore also the beginning part is telling you that the open area is larger than the walled portion to describe an invalid mechitza, even though, again, as we mentioned, that's not the most precise lashon, because again, they used to memorize them, so that's how they used to keep it. So now, that's what we assume. So now the Gemara continues that the Bishlam of Rav Papa, they understand that the Tosefta according to Rav Papa, who says that mechitza at the same level is going to be mutter, mishum hachilo erev lehu v'tarnalu. But then that makes sense why the Braisa didn't combine the two halachas and tell you together the first category, because according to Rav Papa, any mechitza whose sections are exactly three tefachim wide is going to be mutter to use it if it's going to be the same level as the wall, because that wall is going to be omed kaparitz, and omed kaparitz lefir Rav Papa is mutter. However, el Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, but Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua says that omed kaparitz is invalid, le'Rav Huna v'Leitlinu, so let the Braisa tell us that the sections that are going to be the case where there are three, and then the one with the more than three should be the same exact halacha, because they're both pasul. Kol shupachas mishlosha u'shlosha tzarech. It's going to be necessary that there's not a gap between three of the, it's all about the gap being three tefachim. There's no difference halachically what the size of the mechitza is according to Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says no, because at the end of the day, even though correct, they're both pasul. Again, according to Rav Papa, fundamentally one was kosher and one was pasul, so it makes sense why Rav Papa wouldn't want to combine them. However, according to Reuven ben Yehoshua, who assumes that they're both pasul, the Gemara is asking why won't you just combine them into one halacha? The Gemara answers, "Mishum de lo dami psula de reisha le psula de seifa," because the fundamental different reasonings as to why each one is pasul. The first one is going to be Asar Rashi points out because it's not going to be the same as the second one. Basula Dereisha, the Gemara just says explicitly, Basula Dereisha, when it comes to the first case that are less than three tfachim, that's going to be based on the fact that the gaps in the mechitza are narrow, kadishal is dakar gas bevas achas, because the goat can't go through one motion, one swoop, psula de seifa, whereas the second problem is based on the idea, shalia parts ke omen. So this is, the first one is that the animal is going through, the second one is parts ke omen, so therefore, they're fundamentally different psulim. So the Gemara says, goes on to a different topic, the Gemara says, pachas mishlosha, going back to analyze the brisa, which said less than three tfachim is going to be mutter money. Who is that shita with less than three tfachim? This is going to be rabbanani that holds that that's lavud. And pachas mishlosha, I mean, lavud, less than three tfachim dafka is going to be lavud. However, shlosha lamin lavud, when you're already at the level of three tfachim, that already is going to be past the lachas of lavud, and that would be a pirtza. So that also is against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that you have up to four tfachim to make for lavud. So versus ima seifa, however, the latter part of the brisa, which says the tosefta kol shlosha mishlosha ve'ad arba, whenever you have the solid section of the wall and the walls is between three and four tfachim, so the second category includes a wall up to four tfachim. That sounds like you have more than three tfachim, seemingly implying that more than three tfachim, we're going to say lavud. So the Gemara now says, turning on to the next Talmud, Asan l'Rab Shimon, Megamliel, Damar Pachas Me'arba, lavud. Rab Shimon Liel, who says that we are going to apply the lachas of lavud if it's less than four tfachim wide. D'i Rabbanan, because if you want to assume that this is Rabbanan, Mishlosha v'yad arba, how could they say that Shlosha v'yad arba is going to be a different halacha category? According to them, seemingly, that already until three is one halacha, and then that's it. Shouldn't be, Shlosha arba should not be extension of that halacha that we don't apply lavud anymore. Shlosha v'yabar chadu, according to Rabbanan, three and four tefachim are really one halacha, so there should be no difference. Yet the Braisa had included them in two different halachas. So how then can the Tana of the Braisa follow the view of the Rabbanan in one statement and now follow the view of Shem Shimon Gamliel in another, seemingly a stira? So says the Gemara now, says Abaye giving a teretz, Amar Abaye, Midereisha Rabbanan. Since we see from this Braisa that the first part must be Shitas Rabbanan, that they hold that lavud is three tefachim, then seifa nami rabbani, you have to assume that the latter part of the brisa, which is making a chilek between less than four and four tefachim, it has to somehow also fit the opinion of the rabbanan. How is that? And mod rabbanan hakol the mishra kenegdo. When rabbanan are going to be moda, they're going to agree with Rabbi Shimon, at least as, at this point, as with Rabbi Shimon Leal, as far as saying that it's permitted to plant grain and greens opposite this section in a mostly open area. So why? Because iika makom arba chashiv ilo lo chashiv. Because if there's a place of four tefachim in the wall section, four tefachim wide, then it's going to be significant, and planting the opposite is going to be mutter. However, if not, if the section is not only four tefachim, it's not going to be significant, and it's going to be usher to plant there. So the Gemara gives another teretz. Rava says, Rava amar medesefer Rabban Shem Gamliel. Since the latter part of the brisa is clear, Rabban Shem Gamliel, he says the opposite is far. Reisha namir Gamliel. So the first part has to be Rabban Shem Gamliel as well. So how? Why is Rabban Shem Gamliel being makel for three tefachim being loved? Saying that it's three tefachim is loved instead of four. So Gemara says, v'chi amar Rabban Shem Gamliel loved. When does Rabban Shem Gamliel say that loved is four tefachim? Mani mili lamala. That only applies to the gaps above. For example, that we mentioned before, you have the korah on top of a moed, that's going to be four tzvachim. That's Rav Shimon said that's four tzvachim. However, lamata, when the gaps are below, because if you allow up to four tzvachim, then it's going to be goats can easily go into them. And goats going into them is considered a pierce. So it's a problem with your mechitza. So therefore, lavud and lavud, and we're not going to apply the lacha of lavud. That is what we assume from Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara now continues going back to Machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Huda Ben Yehoshua. The Gemara says, Tashma, you can bring a proof from the Braisa. Defanas alala shirum, psachim vechalonos mutar. If you have carrying in these walls that are mostly psachim or entrances and windows, right? Chalonos or windows, mutar, then it's going to be permitted. Uvavachia omen merubala parts. That's only going to be provided that the wall has more than the open space. So the Gemara says, this price doesn't make sense. Sheruban zakadaita, how could it be? And the Braisa is trying to tell you that there's more, if for the situation we have entrances and windows, we're assuming that the walls are most of that, if the entrances and the windows are taking up most of the space, then it's clearly that you have more open space. Then how could the Braisa tell you, provided that you'll have omen merubala parts, that you're going to have more wall than open space? That's impossible if they're ruban going to be, if you're going to have the case of devanos ruban, shiruban psachim nechalonos, if they're mainly windows and openings. So the Gemara says, says, so how are we going to answer this? Ela shariba and psachin v'chalanos mutter. The Braisa has to be telling you that carrying within these walls in which someone makes the entrances and the windows is going to be mutter. V'vachia omen merba laparts, provided the wall is more than the gaps, meaning that the openings are made by even wider, more walls areas. So therefore, the Gemara is telling you from the Braisa that only if the wall is more than the gaps, it's going to be mutter. So it says the Gemara, it sounds like kakaparats usher. But if they equal the gaps itself, then it sounds like from the Braisa it's going to be usher again, a garaya against Rav Papa. To which the Gemara says, you're right, this seemingly is a knockout raya from the Braisa. Tiyufta, Rav Papa, Tiyufta, a double Tiyufta, a double rejection of Rav Papa. Yet the Gemara says, we saw this, it's very few times, seldom happens in Shas. Yet the Gemara mentioned this a few times earlier with a different Amora. We said, Hilchasa Kavasa Rav Papa, even though we had a double Tiyufta, we almost never do that. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Tiyufta, Hilchasa. Usually when you have a Kasha, as we saw in the previous daf, you can have a Kasha, it'll give a teretz. However, Tiyufta is a rejection. How could we be asking like Rav Papa? So the Gemara says, in Mishum Dedaika Masnis and Gavasi, because the Mishnah, even though the Braisa is against Rav Papa, he has the Mishnah seemingly explicitly like him. This not because our Mishnah said, Lo yu pirtzos yisir al binyan, that again, you can only carrying is permitted only if the gaps are not more than the actual walls that Alach HaMachitis you're using. So what does it sound like? Hagabina Mutter. If the gaps are equal, it's still going to be Mutter as well. And that Mishnah is Bediyah clearly like Rav Papa. So even though we have a Braisa against Rav Papa, normally a Mishnah takes precedence of a Braisa, therefore we're going to be Mekel like Rav Papa. Now the Mishnah continues, going on to the next Mishnah. Makipen Shlosha Chavalim Zeh Lamala Mizeh. That if we're talking about people again in the Shiara, if you have this caravan camping out in a field right before Shabbos, so then they're allowed to surround their area with three, we're going to see, Rashi says, horizontal ropes, one above the other, provided that each one doesn't have more than three tefachim, because then you can apply lovud, and then you'll have, each one being the size of a tefach, you'll have a minimum shear of 10 tefachim. So there's a very important Tosfos. The Tosfos is not over here. Tosfos is really Daf Yud Aleph. Mentions this Mishnah though and asks a question that we learned that you have the concept of Kana Mikana, Kana Mikana, Kana Galbeyam as being a Mutter Tzuras HaPesach to create a enclosure. So then why in the world do we make this person make these three ropes together? Why don't we just do Kana Mikana, Kana Mikana and a Kana Galbeyam? Why do you have to make three different ropes over here? So Tosfos give a teretz, and Tosfos says that really where it's not a Makom Ladira, if it's not a place that people normally live. So over here, this area where the caravan was coming was not an area that was Makom Adira. So then it would not work to have this concept of creating that Tzuras HaPesach is not valid in that circumstance. So that is, based on Tosfos' Kasha, that's a teretz that Tosfos give. So then that comes out, not discussing a carpet now, but just a field that people don't live in, how is it that that's going to be included in a Tzuras HaPesach? That actually is a machlokes achronim. I forgot who's Machmer. Certain Achronim are Machmer, that maybe the Chassam Sofer, I'm not mistaken, is Machmer on the Shaila. He says that, right, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach in an area where there is a field that people, not talking about a carpet for now, a different area, of a field where people don't live in, so that would not help you, that's a problem for this Tzuras HaPesach to be Chal on that, and that would be a major problem. So that would be another major problem that comes up with a Reuven that people use. However, I think it's the Chazon Ish says, no, that is, in this case over here, Tosfos' answer, that's because over here was only a Hokaf L'makom that people don't live in. That's why Tosfos is talking about. This Gemara, this Mishnah is telling you that's why it doesn't work. So therefore, we see from here if it's only the place where you want to live, then it's going to be a problem. Just one last point on this raya, the Chazon Ish wants to bring a raya for the Shittas of Rambam from this point also. He's saying the Chazon Ish asked that same kasha of Tosfos, the Rambam asked that same kasha of Tosfos, that why over here do we assume that you can't just do kana mekana kana mekana kana gabayim? And says the Chazon Ish, the Rambam learned, instead of giving Tosfos an answer, the Rambam learned, you're right, what do we see from here though? That we assume that if you have, paras merubah ha'omed, if you have more open space than closed space, then it's going to be usher to create an erev in that space. And therefore, since you have lovud tells you that it's completely filled up halachically, and you have a full time, that's why you can create this Tzuras HaPesach. However, creating a Tzuras HaPesach in an area that has more open space than closed space, says the Chazon Ish, this is where the Rambam got it from, this very Mishnah. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Shira Chavalim V'oven Yester Al Tefach. If you have the size of the ropes, they have to be more thickness more than Tefach in order to Kedeshia Kol. So Tefachim, as we mentioned, it has to be 10 Tefachim, because 10 Tefachim is the minimum shear of a mechitza. So the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "Makifin bekanim, you're allowed to surround them with poles that are vertical." We're going to see levach shalei ben kanel chaver or shlosh tefachim, provided that these vertical poles don't have a gap of more than three tefachim. Okay, so then Says the Gemara now, b'shayara darba. The Rabbanim are talking about only of a caravan. They permit these type of mechitos that are vertical. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda. However, Chachamim say lo divrei b'shayara ella behove. They didn't speak of a caravan dafka when you could use it vertical. Anything that can be used vertical is a valid halacha mechitza. The Gemara is going to discuss this more on tomorrow's daf, a little bit today's daf, but really tomorrow. Kol mechitza she'ina shel shesi v'shel erev ina mechitza. Any mechitza that doesn't have both vertical and horizontal parts to it is not going to be a mechitza. Even in the case of the caravan, we have kulas divrei b'yosei b'hudah. So he's much more machmer than the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim echad mishnei dvarim. You'll need one of the two. That either if you have shesi or erev, if you have either vertical or horizontal, that would be a valid mechitza. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yimnuna Marav, Rav Yimnuna Nirsam Marav, Arei, Amru Omed Meruba Ala Paretz, B'Shesi Have Omed. So that we saw already that when it comes to if you have a wall that is more than open space, that's going to be a valid mechitza by Shesi, where it's vertical. So, however, by Rav Yimnuna Be'erev Mai, but what about where it's horizontal? In that case where it's horizontal, are we going to assume that we're going to apply the same halacha? Because the horizontal gaps might be puzzle, because unlike vertical vats, they can't be viewed as psachim, they can't be viewed as a pesach, as an opening, an entranceway. So therefore, I would assume maybe to be more machmir. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Tashma, we can learn from the Mishnah, Shir Chavalim Be'ovion Yester Al Tefach. The Mishnah tells you if you have the size of the ropes and the thickness or more than a tefach, Shiyu Akol Asara Tfachim, so that the total of the height be 10 tfachim. So what's the raya from there? V'i'isa, if it's true that a mechitza is only if you have a majority of area that's going to be closed, lama liyesar tefach, why do I need to combine the thickness of more than a tefach? Liavet pachos mishlosh avachevel mashu. I should assume that all you have to do is leave the less than 3 tfachim of a rope, even the slightest thickness would be okay. Pachos mishlosh avachevel mashu, or and then leaving less than 3 tfachim and placing a rope with the slightest thickness over that, pachos ba'arba v'chava mashu, and leaving the space over that a little bit also, then that should be also valid according to that. So then that would be partially open and mostly closed, and we're assuming over there that that's what you would require. And yet you don't have to. So the Gemara rejects Abaye's proof, the Gemara of a Tizra. Can you really think that that would be a valid machitza the way Abaye wants to suggest? Hai pachos ba'arba hei chamokimla. Where are you going to put this gap of open space of less than 4 tfachim? Imokimla tatai, if you want to put it on the bottom, that's not going to be valid because we learn how the machitza. Already 3 times on this daf that there'd be an area where the goat is going to be able to pass through, and that would be an invalid mechitza. So the Gemara says imukimla ilai. So if I would put it the gap almost 4 tefachim on the top with the other 2 gaps beneath it, so then there'll be a problem because then I'll have us avira daigisa daigisa mevatale. This is what a concept we're selling daf yud. We saw this before that if you have the 2 areas between the walled area you're trying to use and they combine to more than the area that you're using, then that is a problem. So that would be mevatale if the top, you have a picture here, you'd have an area less than 4 tefachim and the airspace above goes up to shemayim, so it's really more, and then you have that little tiny wall, that mechitza is going to be mevatale to those previous 2 walls. So therefore, you can't put it there. So the Gemara says, "Imukim leBeimtzai." And if you put it the gap of almost 4 tefachim in the middle, then Havele Omen Merubala Parts Mishteiruchos. Then the wall would be more space. Sorry, then you would have Omen Merubala Parts Mishteiruchos. You would have the wall being more than the gap on both sides if the gaps are combined. And then you would have a problem. So then, Omen Merubala Parts Mishteiruchos. And had the Mishnah described such a case, you would have learned from there that if you have a wall that's more than the gap in between the sections of both sides, then have a omed. Then only that case is going to be a halachic wall. But since the halachic mechitza over here, the wall they're trying to use is smaller than the gap, they don't combine for the Mishnah. The Mishnah wouldn't have given you such a case. So therefore, the Gemara rejects Abaye, and the Gemara suggests Ella Amar Rav Yimnuna Hacha. So says the Gemara now. So Rav Yimnuna wants to suggest Hachi coming by Elay. So this is what we were asking. Going to Aisim Achtzelas to have a Shiva Umasho. If, for example, someone had a mat that was more than 7 tefachim high, v'chaka b'shlosha, you cut it out to have 3 tefachim high, v'shavak b'arba mashu, then you left on the mat 4 tefachim high on the top of the gap. So then, then he positioned it less than 3 tefachim from the ground. The ship of 4 tefachim would be on the top and the narrow would be on the bottom. So then Rav Yimnuna was wondering whether this type of mechitza is going to be valid because of the gap is a problem, or whether it's going to be invalid rather because of the gap, repussel. However, maybe you could assume that because it's still omed merubah haparetz, then maybe it should still be mutter. So the Gemara gives another suggestion. Rav Ashi amar mechitza tfluya ibaylev. Rav Yehuda was wondering about mechitza tfluya. So you have literally the suspended wall, right? We saw this before that you have a full 10 tefachim wall, but it's suspended from the ground. Is that going to be a halachic wall over that? The Gemara said, "Kibayin ayir Rav Tava merav mechitza tfluya ma'ov shetat er bechurva." Can a suspended wall permit carrying in a churva in an area of the building with walls that are gone to the ground? Amar Leis, Rav answered him, "Ain mechitza liyad materes el b'mayim." The only time we Chazal allow this is with regards to picking up water, right, to take out water. Kalash kilim chachamim b'mayim. The chachamim had this kula specific with regards to water, to draw water from an area from this mechitza. That only that case is going to be mutter. For example, we had is like if you have a balcony overhanging a body of waters, that is going to be an example of when it's mutter. As Rashi quotes from the Gemara later on. So the Gemara now says, Makifin Bekanim. So we're allowed to answer that. So the Gemara says, so this is the Shaila, when exactly is this going to be? The Gemara says, B'sharein B'yachid Lo. Rabbi Yehuda's statement is only talking about a caravan and not another situation. The Gemara says, V'atan, is that really true? That Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kumachiz Shabbos Lo'itiro L'yachid Yosher M'Beis HaSayim. The Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to do this only if it's less than a Beis HaSayim. So that seems to imply that Rabbi Yehuda will allow you if it's less than a Beis HaSayim, even if it's for a Yachid, not just for a caravan of people. Caravan of people mentioned is three people. So how do you answer the steer of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, this is only referring to a case of allowing them for their needs. When the Tana is telling about that, that in that situation we're allowing you an area larger than two beisas, even though people need the area larger to accommodate their needs. So Hilti statement of the Mishnah is only to the case of allowing them to do all their needs. That is the issue of the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's the case for the shiara, for the caravan. However, individuals are not allowed to use it even in an area larger than two beis hasan. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Hechi itmar derav Nachman v'temar Rabbi Barbaye." Ahadasanu, he's talking about this. Where did he say the statement? The Gemara just wonders, how do we go back and find where the statement was said? He says on the following: that any machitza doesn't have vertical and horizontal is not a valid halacha machitza. That was Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Omiyam Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Ahachi, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda really said this. V'atana echad yachid ve'echad shiara lechavalim. If you have an individual or caravan are included to permit a person to carry that in an area that's enclosed by ropes. So ma bin yachid. So then the Gemara says ma bin yachid l'shiar. So then what at the end of the day is going to be the difference between an individual and a caravan? Yachid nosan l'beis hasayim. We allow a person individual to beis hasayim only if one person in the area is enclosed by these mechitzas that are invalid. That's going to be okay. Shnayim nosan l'beis hasayim. But two people is going to be allowed to beis hasayim. Shlosha nosan shavu nosan l'beis hasayim. Be able to do that. That is going to be the case where you have three people. Then we're going to be mekel. That's what we see as the raya. Chachamim echad yachid. The Chachamim are going to make a vachalayu based on Sayyim Panay. Now the ikar that we see from the Braisa though is that according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be sosar what he said before, because here he's telling you that Yochid is allowed to create this, and that's in sosar what Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, that kol mechitza she'ina shoset v'erva ina mechitza. So afilu l'gabe shiara. So kol shekin b'yachid is going to be machmer. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman v'yitimah Rav Bibi Barabaya lo nitzrucha ela l'itein lan kol tzarkon. That was Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda was telling in our Mishnah, that kol mechitza that's not shoset v'erva is not a mechitza, is only in the case where the mechitza is l'itein lan kol tzarkon. Whether bein b'yachid or bein b'shiara, he's going to be molded that we're going to give a yachid to Simon the Shara Shish time. That is what we're going to mention. Lefi Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Kamitzvah, Darav Nachman, and Mishnah Sam tomorrow.